You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I am doing fabulous and enjoying the spacious view from the Subaville Studios window here. This is awesome.
It's a tree.
It's all leaves.
Fills out. That's about all I can see.
All I got is leaves.
Out the old window here in the studio. Today we have kind of what I would consider a unique topic because it's more of a mindset, I think, than really a strong education piece. And I want you, as you're listening to this, I really want you to consider doing this mind shift that we're going to talk a little bit about because I believe it will result in more referral opportunities. Because I do believe that sometimes we slow ourselves down when finding that referral or even seeing that referral opportunity. Would you agree, Ray?
Absolutely. It's kind of one of these things, as you get to be a member for a long time or for even a certain amount of time, certain habits and things develop, and you don't necessarily notice them creeping up on you, and you're kind of taking them on. I think it was, I don't know how we got on this topic. You mentioned it the other day that you've seen people start to be a little more reserved in certain aspects mm-hmm. of their membership. And I hadn't really even noticed it myself as going around, but once you mentioned it to me and I got around it to speaking and talking to a few people and observing, like, maybe this is really a thing.
So what we're talking about is, as BNI members, we're very well connected. And depending on the size of your chapter, you may have dang near every service you would need, for the most part, in your chapter. People you know, like, and trust. People you see on a daily basis, and they will help you at the drop of a hat. But non-BNI members are not as connected as we are. And I think we forget about that. We kind of realize that we have everything we need. And honestly, if they're not even in your chapter, you can go to your mobile app and you can find two or three people that are in this field that you would need help with. But your average consumer, your average homeowner, your average business professional, they don't know who to call for a lot of things. And when I said that we as BNI members kind of hold back on those referral opportunities, it's because, well, gosh, everybody knows a real estate agent, right? Or everybody has a friend that does insurance or something like that, right?
And everybody might have one or two of those particular positions. I think everybody probably, if they stop to think about it, probably knows somebody that's in real estate. Everybody probably knows at least one somebody. But not everybody knows everybody that needs everything that goes along with it. If you need title, financing, all that other good things mm-hmm. that go along with the real estate agent that you need to have, maybe they don't have those connections. Or maybe there are other things that they need. They just don't potentially have those connections. So what happens at that point? People turn to different social platforms. They'll go to an app. They'll go to a social media site. They'll go to some other business that has lists of people that they will recommend based on whatever, you know, even a BBB, Better Business Bureau website. Mm-hmm. People will go to things like that to try to do that research to find that person. And that's maybe not always the best way. That's like cracking open the old phone book back in the day, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes. And I think, so the mind shift here, what I want you to really think of is whenever you're talking to somebody that has a challenge or whenever you're with a group of people and a referral opportunity, even a vague one shows up, just assume that they have no connection of people to help them with this. Always make that assumption, and I know you can do the rhyme of when you assume, right? But if we always make the assumption that they have nobody to help them with that, you can simply ask the question. I go back to the podcast I did with Mike Macedonian. You can always ask the question, do you have somebody that can help you with that? And what that does is that doesn't step on the toes of the BNI member. Because if I say, Ray, you have to use this person, well, then you're obligated, right? Then it's not a, I want to help you, it's you have to. Where if you hear that opportunity and you assume they don't have anybody to help them no matter what, and you say, do you have somebody that can help you with that? That opens up that door to then follow the six steps. I have somebody that can help you. Here's their business card. Here's a testimonial. Is it okay if they call you and then pass the referral? Like, listen is the first step. If you think I missed one and we kind of covered that, if you counted kind of how I rolled that out.
I was doing the thing.
Well, I had five fingers up, so I knew I missed one. But that's where, if we take that mindset, I think the next few stories you and I are going to share would have been eliminated. So share your story about the remodel.
Sure. We were looking to do some work in our house. Time to get a bathroom kind of updated, remodeled when we first moved into our house many years ago. At that time, I was not connected with BNI, did not have the resources that I have available to me now when I needed a contractor. So got a hold of somebody that was recommended from somebody that went to my church.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was an outstanding quality work. The pictures you showed me were great. But we found out this guy was maybe not the best fit for our particular situation. The couple that he'd been working for was a retired couple that had a lot of spare time on their hands, didn't necessarily need to use every room of their house. We were a young, active couple trying to get everything with our three kids that were tiny at this point in time, yes. You know, going at the time and doing a bathroom model on this. His schedule was kind of, well, I'll just say inconsistent. You know, something was always coming up. He couldn't be there this day. I got another appointment with that. I got to go see a doctor about this. This project that should have probably really only taken a couple of days was split out over little hour by hour shifts over the course of a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very trying for us. And the guy, again, did great work, but it took forever. And it was just really a major impediment to my family in getting our day-to-day done working with this person. In hindsight, I wish I would have known something a little bit more. But I took the recommendation just based on somebody I kind of knew from my church who said, oh, he does good work. And he does. But
right.
Maybe not for me.
So when he told me that story, I was just thinking, if somebody at your church was just known as, well, this guy's in this thing called BNI and he could probably help you out. You know, if we're more public about that, I think we'll find more people going to those BNI connected people versus just the, well, I kind of know this guy. We happen to be in this conversation. He threw that name out there. It would almost be thank you for the recommendation, but I need to go talk to Brandon first because he's in that BNI group or whatever it is. So in your social platforms at church, if you play volleyball, I know a lot of people that are in volleyball leagues or bowling leagues, really talk about your chapter. I mean, not only is it going to open opportunity for referrals in the first place, but they're going to see you as, I know we referenced the phone book, but you're almost the Google, right? Like, I want to talk, because what they'll learn is we have those personal relationships. So it would be, well, hey, he does great work, but I'm going to tell you, if you need the room, like, he's a little slow when he's working, but when he's done, it's fantastic. That couple that you said had no problems with that.
Right.
You could have easily said, well, that's not what I'm looking for, but thank you for the offer. And it's because of those relationships that we can help even more. So my experience that I had is I had some friends and they were sadly going through a divorce and they needed to sell their home. And so, of course, they knew I was in BNI. And
right.
So I was like, hey, you know, I've got a real estate agent for you. They've helped us. They helped us through my mother-in-law's passing and selling that house and everything. I would really recommend you use them. And I got my sister's friend does real estate. And so he's coming over tomorrow to look at the house and everything. I was like, okay, well, meet with them. And if you want to meet with my real estate agent, let me know, because they do an amazing job. They do an amazing job. Well, she met with the friend, right? And it didn't go bad, but luckily she did then invite the real estate agent I recommend to come from the chapter to come check it out. And she ended up going with the BNI referral, so the people I recommended. And when all was said and done, because there were a lot of moving pieces, when all was said and done, she goes, I guarantee you the friend, I did quotes there, the friend could not have handled everything that needed to be done the way that your referral did. So thank you. Now, once again, I had the relationship, so they knew I had the connections in BNI. But even though that she had a friend that she met with before, still gave that opportunity to the referral and it became closed business.
Right. That person that you might happen to know, because I mentioned that as a real estate agent, we all probably know somebody, still might not be the best particular person for whatever your situation is. So I like the way that you say that. Do you have someone that can help you with this?
Absolutely. Yep. And ever since I did that podcast with Mike, and if you're listening to this, Mike, thank you again. I really changed my verbiage on when I'm walking into those referral opportunities, because I never thought about if you're hurting or helping the person you're passing that referral to. And you need to be helping throughout the whole process. So by simply saying, do you have somebody that can help you with that? Well, I do. Great. Do you want a second opinion, right? Don't we get second opinions on, like, from doctors and stuff?
A lot of things.
Right? Right? So certainly, get two estimates on your project, things like that. If you can tie a BNI member into that, it's probably more likely they're going to go with that member because you can give that testimonial and they're going to be able to show off what they've done, how well they do it, probably beat out the competition that's showing up there.
And we should be proud to be that person that knows somebody. We all know somebody that seems to know somebody for everything. Don't be ashamed or afraid to be that person for your other friends, family, contacts, business, but people that you know, the people that you come in contact with. Someone goes, well, I don't necessarily know somebody, but Brandon does, but mm-hmm. Ray does. Be that person who knows somebody.
Well, and let's just take this to the extreme to close it out. Are you ready? Are you ready? I have a friend that now does sales. I know that Ray is involved in that BNI thing. Maybe I should ask if Ray can help out my friend and get him into a chapter. Oh, I just got a mind blown. The more exposure we get for our BNI chapter outside of the BNI world, right, with our friends, with our family, not only are we that bigger resource like Ray just said, but then people, they know that when it comes to business, we can help them in some way, be it their friend, be it them personally, whatever it is, BNI can help them, and you're going to be that conduit to that chapter.
I think that says it perfectly, Brandon.
Excellent. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to get that on here. Ray, thanks for taking this one with me, because I know I threw it at you.
Thanks for inviting me.
You betcha. It's always a fun ride. And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.